Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers. Absolutely brilliant. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick breakdown, recap of yesterday's hard-hitting, award-winning show. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com. Or smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Quick recap. We had on Jerome R. Corsi yesterday, well-known, best-selling author, columnist for WND.com as well. And we talked about Black Lives Matter, unless you're Danny Williams. That's a point that Donald Trump should have brought up last night, but failed to do so, tragically but true. No definitive DNA test has ever been conducted with regards to Bill Clinton's son, Danny Williams, claiming that he's the son of Bill Clinton. And we need definitive proof with all the womanizing Billy Bob has done. We got to find out the truth. There's a girl claiming that as well. The big tidbit right before the debate last night is, I guess in Las Vegas, Danny Williams is fighting a paternal lawsuit? So we'll find out what happens on that. Bill Clinton's son makes video plea to his father, that's Bill Clinton, and to his stepmother, Hillary, saying, you know what, please don't pretend I'm not your child. Interesting, to say the least. Would you vote for Cyrus the Great? Is an incredible WND.com article Jerome Corsi wrote as well. Talking about, you know what? Cyrus, back in the day, may not have been a perfect person, but was used by God to make a huge difference. Can Donald be in the same situation? I agreed and thought so as well. Kirk Cosby has been reflecting and having some introspection, and has decided, you know what, he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Obama's half-brother, that's Malik Obama, was in Vegas at the debate. That was kind of interesting, but nothing was brought up relating to that. In my humble opinion, another disappointment, bringing up that even Barack wants to hide this, but Malik, Barack's half-brother, would like a DNA test because he doesn't even believe that Barack is his half-brother. Anyway, nothing was brought up about that in the debate either. The Ecuadorian government, yes, we cut off Julian Assange's internet access because of, quote, election interference. So now you got Ecuador manipulating the elections in the United States. They claim Julian is, but by them shutting off his freedom to publish and promote what he wants, free speech, in other words, now you got foreign governments tampering with the elections. Donald Trump doubling down on voter fraud. Clinton and crew denying that it ever exists. But even Barack admits in 2008 that it exists. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Activist, a woman named Zulima, or however you say her name, Rodriguez, taking credit for the violent Chicago protests. She was on Hillary's payroll. On Hillary's payroll, that's according to election filings. The second O'Keefe videos shows Democratic operatives boasting about committing voter fraud. We've been doing it for the last 50 years, and we're going to keep doing it, is their foul-mouthed speech claims. Operative who oversaw Trump rally agitators, guy's name is Robert Creamer. He's been hanging out with Barack Obama 40-plus times with Barack. Literally visited the White House 342 times. Man, I can't even get Rand Paul to call me back to give him free airtime on the radio. It's amazing. Key members for the Commission on Presidential Debates are literally in bed with Hillary. They funded her campaign, and then they act like they're nonpartisan. They all lie, folks. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, well-known friend and fellow talk show host. His award-winning broadcast is available at thepoliticalcesspool.org, available online live every Saturday night and archived at your convenience. Well-known author of Racism, Schmacism as well. Anyway, James was with us. We talked about George Soros-connected companies literally are providing voting machines in about 16 key battleground states. Yeah, if that doesn't smack a vote fraud, I don't know what does. Food groups is what the term being used by the Hillary crew is. Food groups refers to the WikiLeaked emails that are showing that Hillary Clinton's campaign literally organized vice presidential candidates by race and by gender. They call them food groups. You know, you got the white male list. You got the Latino list. You got the feminist woman list. And they're all kind of considered food groups. None of that got brought up at the debate last night either. But talk about who the real racist is. That's as racist as it gets, folks. First ever American Muslim woman pack or women pack. Yeah, they're ready to hit the ground running for the Hillary. The Muslim women love Hillary. Wow. Billy Bush, I guess, is going to get an incredible settlement, maybe up to $10 million. That's what you do. You get caught in a scandal. Then you get a golden parachute as you leave at $10 million. Wow. By the way, Billy Bush, you know, in with the Bushes. One of the cousins, I guess, is how that all works. Wonder how he got the gig in the first place, huh? It's interesting how all these family people work for somewhere, some special privilege deal where they're all doing well, aren't they? A record 64.7 million non-English speakers in the United States as they continue to bring in illegals, turn them into voters, huh? I guess you just have to have a driver's license now to vote. Doesn't matter if you're illegal or not. Doesn't matter if you're a citizen when it comes to voting these days, according to the Democrats, huh? Dr. James Dobson calling for civil disobedience. Wow, that's a shock. Trump loses ground with white male voters, claims the Democrats. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. And live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, that's a recap of news the networks refuse to use today. Starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Kirk, Chris Wallace won the debate, sir.
I thought he did pretty well.
I think he did pretty well, too. And, you know, I'm not saying he's perfect, but a lot of people, even on both sides of the aisle, are claiming, you know what, he was tough. He was right down the middle. He was fair. I think, for the most part, he did a good job. He pushed Donald a little bit, but he pushed Hillary a little bit. He really tried to actually ask questions relating to the issues for a change. I've never seen any of the other moderators do that. And he certainly created a contrast and let them debate. I got to say, I'm not telling you Chris is perfect. I'm not saying I can't find fault. But I'm telling you, for the most part, I thought he did the best job of all of them in every debate, including all the Republican debates along the way before we ever got here. And certainly the three for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I thought it was the most fair, best one of all. Given the circumstances. However, I will note that every single, as far as I can tell, debate moderator has been a Democrat so far, right, Kurt?
You know, I don't know that anybody ever said it, but
of course not. They don't say that, but it's true. Isn't Chris Wallace even a Democrat, Kurt?
I think so.
Yeah, so it's fascinating how all the Democrats, and, you know, you get a gay male, the only white male to get it done, and tell Chris, isn't Chris a white male, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay, but was the gay Anderson Cooper? So, you know, you get a gay man, a bunch of women, a bunch of Democrats. Never did you have a good constitutional, you know, white, Republican, conservative, constitutional to do the interview, do the moderating. That's never been done in this modern time, modern go-round at least. I find that fascinating. However, I will have to hand it to Chris. I think he did a good job, Kurt. I will say that again. I think he did a good job. That's why I'm kind of joking and saying he won the debate. Do you got your breakdown before mine, Kurt?
You know, I I would have. I agree with you about the moderator. I was. I think Trump did a lot of good for himself. I do think that, you know, Hillary has a, you know, at least. I mean, she. If you can lie like she does, at least in my opinion, you know, for somebody who doesn't know the things behind the scenes, they're going to look at her and think, well, she's a pretty impressive woman.
Yeah, but predictably,
when you know, Kurt, all that baggage, it's just really hard for me, you know.
Predictably, Kurt, the internet and the people say that Donald won. Your mainstream press liberal rags in bed with Hillary, of course, say she won. Details in seconds.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained, we teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
No doubt a much more grounded, issues-based debate last night. I think Chris Wallace did a pretty dang good job given the circumstances. You know, coming out of those things, nobody ever wins, it doesn't seem like, if you're the moderator. But you know what? Chris did a pretty good job. He's not even getting criticized from either side really very much. And he did stir debate about the issues. He did let them debate. He did try to moderate and keep calm and organized and on time and everything else. He did a pretty good job, in my opinion. He asked some very hard questions of both of them. In other words, drilling into policy a little bit more. But at the same time, I thought it was pretty fair. Certainly didn't gang up on the Donald for a change. That's actually a breath of fresh air, to say the least. But the bottom line, predictably, the mainstream press all running around, as we know they're in bed with Hillary, saying Hillary won everything. But the people in the internet literally say that Donald won. Kurt, you got the Drudge Report breakdown. It's probably the biggest or the largest, I don't know if you call it non-scientific, that's how they like to claim it, but it's really the largest sampling of the people, right, Kurt, that we have anyway.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when you look at the numbers with, you know, the whole deal, I mean, when I saw it last night before hitting the sack, you know, there were about 200,000.
See, that's a massive sampling. I mean, within what, an hour and a half or something? I don't know when you went to bed, but 2 hours, whatever the number is, an incredibly short time after the debate, you get 200,000 willing participants, not solicited or bugged by calling them at dinner or something goofy, but literally people who want to weigh in. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now what you've got is, you know, just shy of, well, just over 480,000 votes.
Okay, so almost a half a million voters, by their own free will, going in, to the website weighing in, right?
Yep. And, by the way, if you try to vote twice from the same computer, it says, thanks, you've already voted. But anyway, I do notice that if you have more than one computer, you can vote, though. But anyway, the Trump votes are 86, a little above 86%. That leaves Hillary just under 14%, Sam.
They're overwhelming. And by the way, if you go read the Daily Caller, they talk about the internet and they compare kind of Twitter and a variety of other metrics all on the internet. So according to the internet and according to the people, Donald Trump won big time. If you compare the mainstream press, they're all running around going, oh, man, Hillary smashed Donald. And it all depends. Do you believe the mainstream press or the people? It's just that simple of a discussion. I will bring up some of my observations. We'll get Kurt Crosby's observations of the debate. And again, I've done a lot to help Donald Trump. I really have. I've been as fair as I could possibly be. I give Donald Trump credit. To me, it's not about individuals or whether I'm best friends with Donald or not or like Donald or not. It's all about the issues for me. And it's all about when something's right, I defend it. When something's wrong, I reject it. Okay, that's how it is for me. When something's constitutional, when something promotes God, family, and country, when something protects life, liberty, and property, or someone, then I defend that something or that someone every time. And when it's not, I reject that someone or something to the best of my ability every time. So I think Chris Wallace did an incredible job. He was, for the most part, fair down the line, brought more issues up than any other debate moderator. We've mentioned this, but I want to mention one more thing. Not only did he do that, but he literally did not play favorites. He drilled in to some of the most concerning situations for each candidate and let them explain for themselves, let them answer. At first, you could say, oh, man, he's drilling into that candidate. But he also then said, you know what, why don't you explain it in your own mind, in your own words to the American people. I think that's a very fair way to do it. Instead of just talking about somebody behind their back, not letting them respond, he asked them the questions directly and then said, hey, go ahead and respond to that. I think he did a fair job in that regard as well, and other moderators have literally sideswiped and attacked Donald. This was a straight-on fair look. Here's a question. How do you want to respond? And that way we get to hear what the people, I'm sorry, what the candidates think directly, not filtered, not manipulated, not backed into a corner, but hey, here's the scenario. What do you say? And that was actually quite refreshing. Now, there's a couple of things that I think Trump did wrong, Kurt. I'm going to mention those quickly to get them out of the way because I don't think they're that important, but they're significant. One, Trump called Clinton a nasty woman. Now, I agree with him a gazillion percent. She's a nasty person. No question about it, Kurt. But with all the claims about Donald being horrible to women, never mind that I think Hillary and Bill are way worse to women than Donald's ever thought of being. But they've really used the media against Donald in this. And for him to interrupt her and say nasty woman right in the middle of it does not help his cause, especially with a lot of the maybe undecided voters and or women that might vote for Hillary. But, well, they'll probably vote for Hillary, but might have changed their mind and voted for Donald last night. I'm afraid that one comment doesn't do him a favor. Even though he's direct as could be, right on target, I'm just afraid it's an ill-advised thing to say given the situation and the circumstances. Kurt, any comment on that?
I didn't remember the nasty woman. I did appreciate very much the liar stuff and things like
it's
that.
It's the one the mainstream press is globbing onto. Their whole summary of the debate is Donald called her a nasty woman, so he hates women kind of thing.
Huh. Yeah, I missed that. At least I don't remember it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one thing. The other thing I think is that Donald Trump missed a lot of opportunities, Kurt, to go on the offensive. A lot of opportunities to bring up issues that, in my opinion, are absolutely worthy of discussion. He missed a lot of opportunities on that. And I'll give you one example. One of them, you know, Hillary's like, yeah, you referred to Mexicans as rapists and everything else. I would have just stopped and said, Hillary, I only call people who are guilty of rape, rapists. And people who have allegations against them of rape, rapists. And you're right. There's a criminal element coming into America from Mexico that are rapists and robbers and thieves and thugs and drug runners. And the list goes on and on and on. Terrorists and human traffickers. And by the way, I'm going to call your husband a rapist as well. Because you know what? There's many women making these allegations. They can't even literally get their fair day in court, Hillary. And you have ran interference and covered up. So I'm going to call your husband, Billy, the rapist until proven otherwise. And I'm going to call you the rape enabler, Hillary, because you've enabled these abuses by these women. These women have tried to have a press conference an hour before our last debate. These women have tried to get their day in court forever. These women have tried to truly. But you know what? I say some bad words about a woman and you guys go ballistic and then you literally enable your husband to run around and abuse women. You call them bimbo eruptions. We're going to crown you Queen Bimbo right now because you're a rape enabler, Hillary. But see, he missed that opportunity, Kurt. In fact, he didn't touch the subject at all. He let her completely off the hook on that issue. The second thing he did not do is he didn't bring up, in fact, your husband has an illegitimate son that's 30 years old that would really like a DNA test. Are you going to help Danny Williams as his stepmother get a DNA test to prove that Bill's his father or unequivocally prove that to be false? Or are you going to linger in conspiracy land and let that issue just continue to plague you and your husband forever? Are you going to definitively answer it as either true or false with a third-party proven DNA test? Or are you going to melt down on this, Hillary? Let's take this on and find out. By the way, Danny Williams just filed a lawsuit, American people, against Bill Clinton. Because he can't get his day in court. He can't get a reality check on Bill Clinton being his father. Somehow Bill and Hillary are above the law and we can't get this done. But now there's a lawsuit about this. See, Donald could have went off on some of these things and really, instead of just leaving these, oh, you're unkind to women stuff out there, these allegations against Donald or whatever, he could have put hard fact-based details in front of the American people regarding Hillary and Bill. And then say, you know, even if Hillary is okay to be president, her husband running around the White House with all those interns certainly is not okay after what happened last time. I'm just saying. Okay, so he missed some opportunities there, Kurt, that I really believe he should have delivered on. Those are just a couple of them. There's plenty more. But do you believe he missed some opportunities, though? He was very gentle and kind. He was almost a low-energy candidate, Kurt, to some degree.
You know, there's a whole lot more. I mean, I would love to hear stuff like, well, we're shutting down the IRS, the Federal Reserve's gone, we're going to make America great again and follow the George Washington playbook, you know. But anyway, there's a few things he missed on.
Yeah, and Hillary, you know, talked about his tax returns and he just took it. He should have said George Washington and Abraham Lincoln never had to release their tax returns. I'm following suit, Hillary. But he missed that opportunity as well.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Morton County, North Dakota District Judge John Grinsteiner ruled that Prosecutor Ladd Erickson failed to show probable cause for filing a charge of riot against journalist Amy Goodman of the left-leaning cable program Democracy Now! Erickson had claimed that Goodman's on-the-scene coverage of anti-pipeline protests by American Indian activists in September had been tantamount to participation in the event. Goodman and her film crew captured footage of private security contractors attacking unarmed protesters, including women and minors, with pepper spray, and unleashing attack dogs on them. Erickson originally filed a criminal trespass charge against Goodman, then revised it to the more amorphous riot accusation after it became clear that he had no factual basis for the earlier charge. These shifting charges were a transparent attempt by the prosecutor to intimidate Amy Goodman and to silence coverage of the resistance to the pipeline, insisted attorney Reed Brody, who represented the journalist at the pretrial hearing. Fortunately, the bully tactics didn't work, and freedom of the press has prevailed. Goodman described Judge Grinsteiner's ruling as a complete vindication of my right as a journalist to cover the attack on the protesters and of the public's right to know what is happening with the Dakota Access Pipeline.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so I'm trying to be as fair as I can in the debate discussions, ladies and gentlemen. So I believe that Donald Trump missed a few opportunities. And I believe that Donald Trump probably should not have said, such a nasty woman. Just given the circumstances of the attack on Donald relating to women, it's not going to help him with a lot of undecided voters. However, especially the women, the educated college feminist type women. Nevertheless, I believe that most people won't change their minds according to this debate, but I think Donald did actually quite well overall. And I don't know if I'd attribute this to the Donald or attribute it to Chris Wallace, but Donald, they are making a big to-do in the liberal press about Donald will not commit to accepting the election results. And they're making a big to-do. Hillary horrified at this. But I have to agree with Donald, Kurt. You know what? Why should we accept results if there's election fraud going on? And that's the only thing I think that Donald, again, he's not direct enough, Kurt, but he's right. So what he should have done is looked at Chris Wallace and said, Chris, my friend, set aside irrelevant Hillary for a minute, because she's really not even in this debate. The debate is with the American people. Do they want a criminal that's about to go to jail? Or do they want a constitutional patriot that's ready to restore the republic to make America great again? I digress. Chris, listen to me. If there is evidence of vote fraud, would you accept the elections? And the reason that I'm asking you this question, Chris, I know you're the moderator, and I know you're supposed to be asking me questions, and for the most part, I accept that. But you represent the American people right now as their advocate, sitting right here on the stand with me. And you're supposed to moderate and get out the information so the American people can decide what they really want, what they're going to do to invest in the next president of the United States here. And so since you're their advocate, I'm going to ask you, Chris, directly, if there is evidence of vote fraud, do you accept those results? Because if you do, then you really become really an accomplice to the fraud, Chris Wallace. And I suggest that that's not what you want, nor what the American people want. So if literally we believe that the elections are fair and honorable, in other words, have integrity to them, then I will accept the results. You bet I will. However, if there is evidence of voter fraud, I will do as Al Gore once did. I will use my legal means to challenge those results, my friend. You bet I will. And if you wouldn't, I submit to you, you're part of the problem in America today, Chris. Now, we can go back to debating my opponent, but I thought I'd just make this very clear. Do the American people want me to accept fraudulent results, questionable results, or do the American people want me to use every means possible to do our level best to protect the sacred election system in America? I submit to you that I can do nothing less than to stand for the integrity of our system, regardless of criminal Hillary's attempts through WikiLeaks and the mainstream press's hostility and abuses to tamper with those sacred results. So there you go, Chris. I just want to make sure you guys understand what I'm saying to you. So the Donald didn't deliver, Kurt, like he needed to, but he's right as rain. And so he just said, I won't commit to accepting the results of the election. We'll have to just keep you in suspense, Chris, and I'll let you know at the time. It just wasn't a well-delivered point, but the point is correct. Nevertheless, see, that's why he needs Sam Bushman on the campaign trail, because right after that, I could have broke it down in the spin room, Kurt, and taken these thugs on and said, listen, you people have been tampering with the results for 50 years, according to WikiLeaks. And you want Donald to accept that? Have you lost your minds? Al Gore, they weren't complaining when Al Gore was questioning the results of the elections, were they? Okay, now, I bring that up because I got a soundbite to play for you relating to this very topic, Kurt. And I think Donald was right as rain on the topic. I just wish Donald could deliver it with force, with direct, no back away, put Chris Wallace even on the defense over it. Because that's what needs to be done when there's criminal activity in America. Even Barack Obama literally admits there's voter fraud. Right now, Barack Obama's running around going, oh my gosh, would you just accept the results of the elections? But back in the day, that's not what he was saying in 2008, Kurt. Listen to these sound bites. You're going to hear two people in the sound bite. You're going to hear Barack Hussein, whose brother is voting against him, by the way. If it's really his brother, that's another debate question. But anyway, you got two people. You got Donald Trump in this sound clip, and you got Barack Obama, Kurt. Listen carefully to it, and you tell me if there's a concern here. And this is why Donald should take off the gloves and really even go after Chris Wallace on this one. You expect me to accept fraudulent results when everybody knows they're fraudulent? Is that what you really expect? If you do, then you're against the whole system that I consider sacred. All right, listen to this, Kurt.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country. There's no voter fraud.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over? If whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
You don't have what it takes to be in this job if you're complaining, see? That's what Barack Hussein says now. But Barack literally admits that, hey, the Democrats have tampered with elections. The Republicans have tampered with elections. They've monkeyed with elections, both sides of the aisle. They've done it. And now they're like, oh, you're crazy for even questioning this, Donald? How does that all work? See, Donald needed to have been absolutely in your face forceful about this, because the evidence is so damning, so overwhelming. From WikiLeaks claiming through emails of voter fraud, I mean, literally the media in bed with Hillary, to the released videos from O'Keefe showing that they've committed voter fraud, showing how they do it, claiming they've done it for 50 years and they're going to continue to do it with all kinds of foul-mouthed language, to Barack Hussein Obama literally admitting to it, claiming that it happens. We could go on and on and on. So Donald's right as rain on the point, but he's got to hammer that point home. Now, let's get to the debate reality, because I think this is really important. Believe it or not, Chris Wallace got more into the issues than anybody else has thus far, by far. And I commend him for doing so. And I submit to you that it put Donald in a good light, Kurt, and it put Hillary in a very horrible position. Let's take a couple of quick issues. The Supreme Court. Donald literally said, I need pro-life Supreme Court folks. I need constitutional people that will interpret the Constitution in the viewpoints of the Founding Fathers. And Hillary literally said, I want to make the Supreme Court to kill babies. I mean, that's basically what happened, Kurt. It put Donald in a very favorable light on the Supreme Court. The next issue was abortion. Donald saying, you know what? You're even willing to promote late-term abortions a day before a baby's born. You know, you're ready to basically kill it. And Hillary was forced to defend late-term abortion in fairly graphic terms. In my opinion, that was very negative for Hillary, very positive for the Donald. Again, I think he could have articulated it a lot better. He should have highlighted the contrast. I'm pro-life and you're pro-death. I'm for thou shalt not kill and you're ready to murder. He could have highlighted the contrast better, Kurt. But again, it put Donald in a very good light on the Supreme Court and on the abortion pro-life versus pro-death issue, Kurt. Any comments on that? I think Donald did very well on both of those points.
Well, I agree. And, you know, for all the Hillary trying to say that she was for a woman's right to choose, you know, in the end, it comes right down to she's certainly not standing up for the most vulnerable among us, and that is those little babies. Imagine if she promoted adoption and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, she was always talking about how, you know, it's so important to give women all these rights. Well, what about those baby women? That
amen to that. They don't have any rights, Kurt. I mean, they're just dead.
Yeah, they're just fetuses. You know, they said that word last night, and I just thought, man.
Yep, and Donald should have challenged that. But nevertheless, so Donald did very well on pro-life. Donald did very well on the proper role of the Supreme Court. And you know, Chris Wallace wisely pointed out this may have a direct relationship to how the court will behave and rule over the next quarter of a century. That's right as rain, and that's the biggest reason. Pro-life and the Supreme Court, we need the Donald. But then they talked about your right to keep and bear arms, and Hillary melted down. We'll talk about it. Donald did incredibly well.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211.
or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So on so many issues, in my opinion, Donald did a very good job. Now, maybe I'm just I guess I'm a talk show host, and so I feel like I have a reasonable ability to articulate an argument, and I think Donald falls short of that sometimes. He's not the best debater, but he's right as rain on the issues. And you know what? We don't need a great debater. We don't need a great liar-in-chief to be president. We need somebody who will take on the issues and have the right stance on issues like the Supreme Court, like pro-life, like Second Amendment, like the economy. Believe it or not, Donald delivers on all the issues is really how I see it, Kurt. But let's take on the Second Amendment. Hillary melted down, Kurt. Donald said, hey, I'm backed by the NRA. I'm proud of it. And I stand for the Second Amendment, and I don't want Hillary to destroy it. I want to make sure that it stays strong as the way it needs to be. That was Donald's basically viewpoint. Hillary went off on a deceptive manipulation of a modern Supreme Court case. What is it? New York versus Heller or something like that. Anyway, where she basically said it was all about toddlers. And I don't want toddlers to be killing, murdering everybody. And that isn't even what the court case was about, Kurt. She's off in left field, out in the weeds. It's not even what the case was. And so Hillary goes off on a, even the liberals have to admit, some weird perverted rant trying to tie this issue to put herself in a defensive position. She lost. She claims that she's for the Second Amendment, but she lied. And again, I would have basically said, Hillary, if you want to disarm toddlers, let's just disarm your staff. Now, I'm not for arming toddlers, but the point is that's a manipulated perversion. No one believes, not a single person in this country believes that we need to be arming toddlers or that a toddler's having unsafe objects such as a gun or any other object like a knife or matches or anything else, no one is saying that's okay. And that's why it's a straw argument. And Donald should have caught her on that. He should have said, Hillary, are you suggesting that gun advocates believe toddlers should have dangerous things such as a gun, a knife, a car, matches? I mean, nobody in their right mind is suggesting that. That's not even what that case was about. You're so far in left field, you've made a fool of yourself. Why don't you quit talking, shut your yapper while you've got the chance, because you're making a fool of yourself, Hillary. I'm just trying to help you. Bill won't stand up for you, but I will. See, that kind of stuff is what should have happened. But nevertheless, Donald was absolutely right. And the point about these issues is the Supreme Court, pro-life, right to keep and bear arms. The contrast was highlighted last night like never before. And Americans who believe in traditional family values, Kurt, unequivocally will be on Trump's side. And I suspect Trump will go up in the polls as a result of this debate. More Americans will realize there is voter fraud. Most people will realize Hillary is an absolutely nasty woman. I'll be glad to say it because it's true. And the highlight was amazing. Hillary literally melted down over this right to keep and bear arms issue. Absolutely made a fool of herself, Kurt.
Well, yeah. And, you know, when you look at the whole toddler thing, it just
I mean, it's goofy, Kurt. No, nobody in the right mind. Who on earth, I don't care how rabid of a gun advocate you are, no one's like, oh, yeah, man, it's cool for my toddler to hang out with a 357. No problem. I mean, come on, it's goofy.
Well, and what's so amazing is on the one hand, it's like, hey, man, those babies aren't even babies.
No, because they're all dead.
You can,
yeah,
you
those
can kill
those
them.
Babies they're that are murdered fetuses. Don't have their Second Amendment rights. They do, they
but
kill
then,
them.
Then she's going to make sure that, man, little toddlers are all protected, you know what I mean? Because they're valuable now. I mean, they're a taxpayer, don't you know? But, you know, it's just amazing to me, you know, that whole issue there.
Yeah, so
and
that
I
was
do
an
agree
important
that
thing.
He, yeah, that he certainly does well when you look at all those, you know, supporters. He could have said, hey, you know, sure, the NRA and all the gun advocates are supporting me, but look at the list of Hillary supporters. She's got the Communist Party USA that, you know, is backing her big time. She's got the Muslim Women Association. I mean, you know, she's got her backers.
She's got all the hostile unions that commit violence all over the country. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here. See, Kurt, you're right as rain. And so I'm just saying Donald, you know, but Donald's, you could say that the advice Donald's getting is he's got to be gentle and kind to her because she's a woman. So don't just throw her down, you know, be gentle. And to some degree, I cannot argue with that point because if you don't, then it's going to be bad news for you kind of a thing. It's quite sad. Now, then they went on to the economy, Kurt. They talked a lot about the economy. And again, I think that Trump handily schooled Hillary. Now, he could have delivered a lot harder and a lot more, but he did point out again the contrast was good. Donald wants less taxes, less regulation, and less government, and Hillary's going to continue the policies of Obama, in fact, move them on turbo, and we know they've failed. And Donald highlighted it by saying, look, people are struggling to survive. People get it. I don't even have to explain this to them because people know that it's horrible under Barack. And your policies are going to ratchet that up. Hillary, are you crazy? And Donald did very well at underscoring that too, Kurt. He really did. It's about the jobs. It's about the economy, stupid. And people know. Now, Hillary tried to highlight Donald's failures along with her successes. One of the things that Donald could have said was, you know, you bring all these successes to the table as you've basically been on the government dime for your whole life. I've actually made money and hired people while you were on the government dime or government dole. Nevertheless, Hillary, the fact is, let's be clear, government does not create jobs. People, businesses, private sector creates jobs. And that's why you haven't created any jobs in the 30 years, because you're in the wrong field, my dear. The truth is that the government needs to deregulate, lower taxes, and get the heck out of the way. So Donald could have articulated it even more so, but I thought he beat her big time on the economy issues, Kurt. Any final comments on the economy piece before we move on to the international issues?
You know, to me, the economy thing is so connected with the border issue.
I agree.
With the free trade issue. You know, issue the whole NAFTA and all that kind of stuff. You know, those are all connected. That to me is what really drives, well, his support. And you know, Bill, I think was Bill Clinton was pretty famous when he basically pointed that out way back in, I guess it was 92, that it's the economy, stupid. And you know, it's basically the same thing once again. You know, Trump talked about, what was it, 8% in India, 7% China, and they're worried about, that's their expanding economies, they're worried about it, where, you know, we were at, what, 1% or less, some kind of thing like that.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and, you know, those are all really good points, and that's one of the main, or in my opinion, the main driving force to Trump's support.
No question. Anyway, he did very well on that. The other point that was highlighted and the contrast was delivered quite well is the border issues. You know, Donald basically said, look, we got to lock down the borders. We got heroin and drug running coming in here. We got all kinds of ne'er-do-wells coming in here that may be terrorists and who knows who's. And Hillary basically wants an open borders, and I want them closed. And I want to let people come in under the right circumstances, but I want to get a handle on this first. And Hillary's just like, yeah, I'm going to let it leak like a sieve. Hillary lost the border battle last night, big time too, Kurt. She really did.
I don't know what else to say about that except, you know, that's the way I see it. But,
yeah.
You know, you're going to see these people that, I mean, right then Trump could have said, well, yeah, but remember, Hillary has two, you know, two stands on each
issue.
Yeah,
public
issue. She has her public and private stance, which means,
good point,
you know,
too.
She's lying to you is what it means,
yeah.
You know.
By the way, on this issue, and he should have highlighted this after every issue, is this your public or your private stance, Hillary? You're right. And by the way, it's easy for us to play armchair quarterback after the fact, right? And that's why I don't mean to be too hard on Donald. He absolutely schooled her on all the issues that count. You know, and I don't believe that Wallace and Donald ganged up on Hillary necessarily. I think Wallace was pretty fair. And the Democrats are going to have a hard time standing against Wallace on that one. They really are. But whether it's the Supreme Court, pro-life, Second Amendment, economy, a real border, the list just goes on and on and on. The Russia issue, and this is another example where Donald did well, but he didn't go far enough. He, you know, on the Russia issue, literally Hillary's saying Russia did this without any evidence, Kurt. And what Donald should have done is looked right at Chris and said, Chris, I don't mean to be rude here, but are you going to let Hillary lie? I know the mainstream press is reporting and government agencies in bed with Hillary and the Barack Hussein administration that's got people going to jail right now and people under, you know, indictment and prosecution and everything right now. I know they all claim that Russia did this, but we really don't have any proof. If you ask the technical experts, we don't have evidence that Russia did this at all. Are you going to let her get away with this false lie claim right here in front of the American people? I'm not defending Russia. I'm just not ready to start a next world war and throw Russia under the bus when we don't have evidence and proof. That's so irresponsible. It could spark an international epic conflict that could eventually result in war. And I refuse to take the bait, Chris. And are you going to let her get away with that lie that it's proven when it's not? But he just said, look, we don't know that it's Russia. Hillary, you don't know that. And he's right, Kurt. He's absolutely right. But anyway, bottom line is I think the debate last night, for the most part, did well for Donald. At first, when I got done with it, I was quite discouraged going, oh, man, Donald. But the more I look at it, the more I say, you know what, I bet you Donald gets a bump in the polls as a result of the third debate. And I bet Hillary goes down some. And now what we need is WikiLeaks to rock and roll and release information that ties Hillary to more and more and more criminal activity. And then we just need to say Hillary belongs in prison, not as the president. And Donald Trump can go to the White House and start taking care of business. Anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the breakdown on the debate. Got a whole lot more. Got a surprise guest second hour just for you. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, and libertynewsdaily.com are our three award-winning websites. Check them all out and donate today, would you please? After all, we're the people that claim this nation shall endure.